You're listening to New Technia. Scientists turned living bacteria into a stretchable force sensor. Researchers engineered bacteria to assemble into a conductive network that senses force while tolerating extreme stretching. The laboratory prototype could inspire softer sensors for robots and wearables, but its long-term stability, containment, manufacturing cost, and real-world accuracy have not yet been demonstrated. Most electronic sensors are built from metals, silicon, or polymers. A research team has now demonstrated a stranger possibility: genetically engineered bacteria assembled into a conductive network that can measure force while surviving extreme stretching. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers engineered bacterial surfaces so the cells connect into a large conductive network, then sealed that network inside elastic tubing to make a force sensor. Why does it matter? The design could point towards softer, more adaptable sensors for wearables, robots, and human-machine interfaces. What is the catch? This is an early laboratory prototype. Its durability, safety, manufacturing cost, and performance outside controlled tests remain unknown. Key number. The sensor's electrical resistance increased by only about 30% when the device was stretched to 800% of its original length, according to the researchers. Why build a sensor from living cells? Stretchable sensors already appear in experimental electronic skin, medical patches, and soft robots. Yet stretching can create a basic problem. The material's electrical resistance may change simply because it has become longer or thinner. That can make it difficult to separate the force being measured from the deformation of the sensor itself. The new study, published in Nature Communications on July 23, uses an engineered living material, a material in which living cells supply part of the function. Instead of treating bacteria only as organisms to be detected, the researchers made them part of the sensing layer. This idea matters because living systems can assemble complex structures from small building blocks. In principle, biological components may also offer properties that are difficult to reproduce with conventional electronics, including reconfigurability and responsive behavior. The paper, however, demonstrates a device concept, not a product ready for a wrist, factory, or hospital. How the bacterial network works. The researchers genetically rewired bacterial cells to display matching binding partners on their surfaces. Those surface molecules encouraged individual cells to connect, allowing a microscopic population to organize into a network large enough to handle as a material. That microbial network served as both the conductive pathway and the sensing layer. The team encapsulated it inside elastic tubes, protecting the cells while allowing the finished sensor to bend and stretch. When force was applied, the electrical behavior of the network changed, producing a measurable signal. The authors report that the measurement range could be tuned and that the sensor recovered within tens of milliseconds. Most strikingly, the network was relatively insensitive to stretching itself. Even at 800% elongation, its resistance rose by only about 30%. That separation between stretch and force is the central engineering claim. Where this could become useful. A robust soft sensor could help a robot judge how firmly it is gripping an object without relying on a rigid component. It could also be woven into flexible controls, motion tracking systems, or interfaces that respond to a person's pull, press, or movement. There is a broader scientific opportunity as well. Mechanical forces carry information in the body, from blood flow and muscle movement to changes in tissue stiffness. Reviews of mechanomedicine and bioelectronics describe force sensing as a promising route for monitoring health and studying disease. The bacterial device has not yet been shown to perform those medical jobs, but it joins a growing effort to make sensors softer and more compatible with complex environments. Other teams have placed electroactive bacteria inside hydrogels to detect chemicals, showing that living cells can be connected to electronic readouts. The new work takes a different route by using an assembled microbial network to detect mechanical force. Before we overstate the result, the evidence comes from laboratory experiments, not a wearable, robot, or clinical deployment. The paper does not establish long-term performance across temperature changes, contamination, drying, repeated use, or real-world storage. Genetically engineered living components introduce biosafety, containment, and regulatory questions that ordinary sensors may not face. The reported stretch tolerance does not by itself prove that the device will be accurate, reproducible, or economical at manufacturing scale. What researchers need to prove next? The next step is not simply to stretch the device farther. Independent teams will need to reproduce its performance and test whether different batches give consistent readings. Researchers must also measure lifespan, calibration drift, response under mixed forces, and what happens if the protective enclosure is damaged. For practical use, the living network may need reliable nutrition, containment, or a way to remain functional in a controlled dormant state. Engineers will also have to compare it with increasingly capable non-living stretchable sensors on cost, accuracy, and environmental impact. The takeaway: the achievement is less about replacing every pressure sensor with bacteria and more about expanding the materials available to engineers. By programming cells to assemble into a conductive structure, the researchers turned biology into part of an electronic device. If the demanding safety and reliability questions can be solved, future machines may contain components that are not merely inspired by life, but partly alive. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.